It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions. And my guest today is Kelly Applegate, the Commissioner of Natural Resources for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. Kelly, welcome back. Glad to have you here.
Anine, bonjour. Good morning.
We are going to talk about mining, the Tamarack Mine. We've spoken about this before, and I think we better just start with kind of a brief overview of the work that you are doing regarding that. And yeah, the floor is yours for a moment.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Luke, to be here and talk about this important issue. As you know, there's been a proposed nickel sulfide mine in the area surrounding Tamarack, Minnesota. Tamarack is a small town. It's near our what we consider our District 2 community of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. This area is very water rich. This proposed nickel sulfide mine creates a lot of concerns because the track history of nickel sulfide mining has always led to pollution and degradation of environment.
The Earth Day rally, that was last month. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What happened then? Events, outcome, where are we at right now?
Yeah, so that was a great event to bring awareness to the effects of nickel sulfide mining on the environment. We really focus on keeping water clean for Minnesota's future. And not just the tribal members of the Mille Lacs Band, but everybody should have concern about the future of Minnesota's water. I was reminded how beautiful our water resources are. I was on a flight from Canada just yesterday, and I was noticing as flying into Minnesota, the plane was getting lower and lower. And as soon as you reach that Minnesota border, the glistening water just everywhere, you know, you could see the St. Croix, you could see White Bear Lake, and it was kind of circling around even our metro area. And just there's water everywhere. There's rivers, lakes, streams, and it's all interconnected. And the priority of keeping that clean for our future generations is so important.
I know in the past you've brought some numbers forward, and it's been like, what percentage of people deem clean water to be an important issue for them? And some of the numbers that came back were kind of startling, pretty interesting. This summer, there's going to be an opportunity for public comment as well. There's a window that's open. Can we hear a little bit about that?
Yeah, so as we know, nickel sulfide mining is a hot topic here in the state right now. The most recent issue that people can get involved with is the proposal from Talon Metals, the Tamarack Mine. There will be the Minnesota DNR will be having a public comment period that'll run from July 14th through September 12th. And we're encouraging folks to go to wateroversulfide.com. There you can find all of the resources on how to make an effective public comment. And we encourage, you know, you don't have to be a scientist or extremely educated on nickel sulfide mining to provide a comment. Just anyone who's concerned about the future of Minnesota's water can get involved and make a useful and very effective comment.
The topic of mining, particularly in the boundary waters, has really changed recently with different political legislation, state, federal. There's a lot of movement there. How has recent change from the political sphere changed how you are moving forward, what you are thinking about, actionable things for you?
Right. So the Mille Lacs Band will always prioritize our environment, clean water, the future of our collective people. And like I say, it's not just a concern for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, but we really reach out and highlight the dangers of nickel sulfide mining to all of Minnesota and beyond. Those pristine watersheds that recharge our drinking water, the water we recreate in, these are so important right now, and they're really on the table to keep clean. It's our chance, and once these waters are polluted with nickel sulfide acid mine drainage, et cetera, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get them back to the pristine waters that they are now.
And one more time, I know you mentioned a website that people can go to for more information, but one more time, where would you direct people for more info?
Yes, please go to wateroversnickel.com, and there will be a whole bunch of resources on how to get involved and updates on our fight to keep Minnesota's precious water clean.
What do you think? One last question for you here, Kelly. What do you think is the biggest hurdle for getting the community at large behind this idea that, hey, clean water is kind of the end all here? That's the foundational thing. What does it take to get the masses involved with that understanding?
What a great question, Luke. And really, it's looking into the future. You know, we really have to look at where our grandchildren, where their children will be with water quality in the next 5 years, next decade, next 30, 50, 100 years. We have to keep that clean for our future. They deserve it. You know, they deserve to have, you know, when they turn on the tap, reliable, clean drinking water. When they go to a river or lake or go fishing, to be able to eat the fish, to recreate and swim and enjoy the great, bountiful, clean water that we now have in the state of Minnesota.
Kelly, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
We've been speaking with Kelly Applegate, the Commissioner of Natural Resources for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, and this has been Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions.